All right, Russ. 2 days ago, you got the pole. You started in the front. You said, you know what, I want to lead. I don't want to step there and follow somebody. Obviously, that was a plan today. Basically, what went wrong? Was it the setup?
Yeah, something gave up in the front. Either the shocks or something died, shocks or springs, something happened. I mean, we had a pogo stick for the front end getting into one, and the more you used the brakes, the more it did it, and the harder you tried to drive it, the worse it got. And it, I don't know, something gave up. It's just one of those freaking freak deals.
A lot of lap traffic to deal with.
Yeah, I didn't think it was, I mean, Mike said it was bad, but I didn't think it was as bad as it could have been. Most of the guys moved over like they could when they could. I didn't think it was too bad. I still think they had to take a lap flag and throw it out the window, but besides that, if you did that, then the guys wouldn't do that, but whatever. It's their sandbox, and we just play in it.
You've been racing with this Mike Bond guy for a long, long time. This is one of the few, if not the only time I can think of, you guys actually battle it out for a classic win.
That's a true story. We were talking about that earlier. We never get a chance to race against each other. Either he wrecks or I wreck, or I'm way up front and he's in the back. Yeah, it was kind of fun. Yeah, I had a good time.
So with that said, would you say that Mike should be known as the greatest small block super modified racer of all time?
Oh, I don't know.
Would you rank him number one?
No. No, we're even. How's that? The politically correct answer would be that we're even.
Politically correct.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just go with that.
More wins.
He's raced more races than I have. Let's go to. Yeah, I mean, you can look at that anyway. You can go by more wins, or you can back up and look at the races I've been here, and you go by top fives and wins, and it'll probably scare you.
I'm just messing with you anyway, Russ. We're going to see you basically back again kind of sporadically like last year, as long as Ray wants to come back.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, his health isn't the best right at the moment, so first and foremost, we got to make sure he gets better, and then we'll worry about the rest of the stuff later, because this really means absolutely nothing if his health is bad.
Let's have a lot of fun out there today.
It was first, 24 laps or however many laps I led was fun. It really wasn't fun because the car was junk, but it was a lot better than chasing Mike down. But the lap traffic was fun. That one caution that we had right before we had, there's like 10 lap cars, and I was looking forward to that, but we didn't get there and got a caution. So as the saying goes, it is what it is. We finished second. We got beat, but we had something mechanical in the front died. So
finally, who do you have to thank for your fairly successful second place run today?
Oh, the crew, Ray Hedger. You know, they built an awesome car, and all my guys have been with me for forever and ever and ever. I mean, they were all congratulations, and I'm not a very good loser, so they tried to keep me up on that, but all in all, it's the same guys that have been with us forever, and, you know, we just do it for fun, so that's it.